माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरीवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरीवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन हे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य शुद्रशतमी ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति विधान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय
चक्षुरुन्मिलितां येना तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते चना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी नमामि हरि प्रिये वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम Hare Krishna. So we are reading a beautiful verse from the Sri Chaitanyamrita. This is Madhya Leela, chapter 17, text number 75. Kripar Samudra Dina Hina Doyamoy. कृपार समुद्र दीनहीन दयामय कृष्ण कृपा बिना कोनो सुख नहीं होय कृष्ण कृपा बिना कोनो सुख नहीं होय कृपार समुद्र दीनहीन दयामय कृष्ण कृपा बिना कोनो सुख नहीं होय कृपार समुद्र दीनहीन दयामय कृष्ण कृपा बिना कोनो सुख नहीं होय कृपार समुद्र दीना हीन दयामय कृष्ण कृपा बिना कोनो सुख नहीं होय कृपार समुद्र दीना हीन मय कृष्ण कृपा बिना कोनो सुख नहीं होय कृपार समुद्र दीनहीन दयामय कोनो सुख नहीं हो लेडीज कृपार समुद्र दयामय कोनो सुख नहीं होय कृपार समुद्र दीनहीन दयामय Krishna Kripa Vina Kono Sukhana. Kripa Samudra, Ocean of Mercy. Dino Hina, unto the poor and fallen. Dayamoy, very merciful. Krishna Kripa, the mercy of Krishna. Vina, without. Kono, any. Sukha, happiness. Nahi hoy, there is not. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna is an ocean of mercy. He is especially merciful to the poor and fallen. Without his mercy, there is no possibility of happiness. Please repeat. Krishna is an ocean of mercy. He is especially merciful to the poor and fallen. Without his mercy, there is no possibility of happiness. We like to happily welcome all the dear Vaishnavas of Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir and congregation to the very beautiful and most auspicious upcoming festival of Sri Sri Gaur Purnima. Sri Gaur Purnima ki jai. Before Krishna appeared in this world under the influence of Rohini Nakshatra, the dark moon night, the prison house of Kamsa, it is said that there was a change in the entire global atmosphere. Pleasant breezes, beautiful fragrance of flowers, sense of happiness, peace and joy in the hearts of the sages, resumption of all religious activities, and in general, milieu of complete auspiciousness in the entire surroundings. Similarly, Gaur Purnima is coming 2 days from now, and today's program, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is like this pleasant breeze where we want to feel ourselves touching that breeze of the Lord's grace as He stands before us with His hands raised. We want to bathe in that breeze, want to cool our hearts and resume our enthusiasm to again resurrender our lives at His divine lotus feet. According to Sripad Vrindavan Das Thakur, a beloved Acharya and the most authentic biographer of Mahaprabhu's Leela, he acclaims and proclaims loudly to this world that there are only two most auspicious days worth celebrating with the greatest joy and satisfaction. One is Sri Nityananda Trayodashi, which went a few days back. And second is Sri Gaur Purnima, which is coming 2 days from now. Why is it that the Acharyas, with such joy, with open-heartedness, welcome this day with a sense of so much anticipation? What is it that makes this day so much joyful to the hearts of the Vaishnava community all over the world? In the time we have together now, we will try to understand, however difficult it may be. I mean, how can a small child, toddler child, understand the value of a Kohinoor diamond? Is it possible? No. Can an ant really look up and measure the height of Mount Everest? No. Can a fish in the corner of an ocean measure the length, depth, and the volume of water in the ocean? No. Similarly, it is not possible for a conditioned soul, ordinary souls like ourselves, to really measure and understand truly the impact, the influence, and the magnitude of the event of the descent of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this world. And yet, as Radhanath Maharaj often said and says, that like a child, like a bird tries to touch the sky, going upwards, flying, 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 flying. Can that bird ever touch the sky? The sky is infinite. It can never be touched. And yet the bird can try. Similarly, we as small sparrows try to touch the sky to the best of our capacity. Because even Ananta Shesha cannot possibly recount the glories of this great avatar, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, whose predicted descent has been there in the ancient scriptures for a long, long time. Even when Lord Ramachandra was in this world, one particular holy day, sitting in the forest with his beloved mother Sita, accompanied by his dearmost brother, Sri Lakshmanji, and he began to give a beautiful smile. And the inquisitive mother Sita asked, "My dear Lord, there's a very special smile on your face today. What brings that smile? Please reveal to me." He said, "I am remembering my forthcoming incarnation as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where even though you and me are together today in the forest, in that Leela, I will leave you. You will be at home as Vishnu Priya, and I will leave for the forest and roam around the lands." Just hearing the imminent possibility in a futuristic incarnation, Mother Sita started to cry. So why would you leave your dearmost wife, an object of love? He said, when devotees, their hearts are such that they want to always be with me, have pastimes with me, be physically close to me, and remember me and worship me. But when I bestow my special kripa on them, I go away from them. I leave them. I sort of apparently abandon them and leave them in a state of deep melancholy and deep separation. Because of that, they even feel a more deep sense of separation from me and deeply remember me. And when they remember me very deeply within their hearts, I enter their hearts through that remembrance and therefore give them a more deeper feeling of union with me. This is technically called as sambhog and vipralamba. So even Lord Ramachandra is attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's how attractive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. Even before his descent in this world, the great Maharaj Nimi, in his courtroom, ask the Navyogendras, and especially of Garbhajana Muni, tell us about the futuristic incarnation of the Lord. And there, millions and millions of years ago, it was predicted, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangha Pangasra Parashadam Yagya Sankirtana Prayer Yantihi Sumedasaha. So these scriptures have been waiting, beckoning and signaling. Even before that, Prahlad Maharaj and his friends with Rasinga, they have mentioned that the Lord, you will come again as the Channa avatar, the covered avatar. The world has been waiting for this day for a long, 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 long time. To feel, the earth has been waiting to feel the descent of the divine feet of Mahaprabhu on her divine body. What makes Mahaprabhu's descent even more relevant is the environment in which we are living right now. Can any of you really tell me what's going on good in this world these days? What are the good news which we have? Everywhere we are surrounded with news which is full of anarchy, dissent, war, earthquakes, divorces, deaths, diseases, and the list is almost endless. Complete anarchy, right? And this is supposed to be just the beginning of the age of Kali. Please remember, only 5,000 and few hundred years. We have a long time to go, 4,32,000 years. It's a long time. And yet we can palpably feel, if we are having soft hearts and vigilant minds and open consciousness to see how the world is in such a massive turmoil at every field, environmentally, educationally, financially, socially, religiously, everything is completely in turmoil. And yet the acharyas worship this age. This is the most worshipable of all the four ages. Please note, Satyuga is not the most worshipable age. This Kali Yuga is most worshipable age. Why is that? What is that special, very special feature of this age which makes this age worshipable by all the millions and millions of demigods? It is because there is a very special window in time which is available to us right now. Of the 4,32,000 years, long, long duration of Kali Yuga, there is a window, a special window in time, which will last for only 10,000 years. You call it a window, you call it, maybe you call it a door, whatever you call it. Maybe you should call it a door, not a window. Because this door is the exit route to get out once and for all from all suffering of this world. The autobiography of every man and woman in this world consists of seven words. Everyone's autobiography. The richest man to the poorest man in the world has autobiography of seven words. What are they? Birth, old age, disease, death, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhavik miseries. These seven words in different combinations, different proportions is the autobiography of everybody in this world. Is it not true? It is true. To perceive this deeply in our heart is very important, because when Sanatana Goswami met Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, this is how this great Acharya expressed his heart on meeting Mahaprabhu Chaitanya. Said, this Trivida Tap, Kemo Amare Jare Tapatroyo. Unless the devotees and the people in this world really feel this Tapatroyo. Tapa means fever. Tapa means the heat. Tapa means the burning sensation of living this world. Unless they really feel that deeply, our hearts will never open up for taking shelter. Somebody has come, some great personality has come to give shelter. The greatest person has come to give shelter. But are we ready to accept it, understand the value of that shelter? Therefore, we need to feel first the suffering of this world. The sufferings of Kali Yuga are an impetus to devotees to run even more faster towards. Towards the Lord. This was observed very keenly by Sri Advaita Acharya. Who's Adityacharya? He is the combination of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva, the original Shiva of Vaikuntha planets. When they both embraced on a fateful day, from that combination of Mahavishnu, the source of all the material worlds, the super soul of the entire creation, and Sadashiva, when they combine together, that combination is gives rise to the birth of Sri Advaita Acharya. This was observed very keenly by Advaita Acharya. And therefore, a soft heart, when he looks at the suffering of this world, can only respond through incessant crying. So he just cried profusely, tears of love and compassion for the anticipatory grief which he was seeing in the people of this world for the next several thousand years. And therefore his heart went exploded loudly with a loud cry. He roared practically like a lion, beseeching that, my dear Lord, only if you descend in this world is there any hope for the mortals of Kali Yuga. They will simply keep getting grinded into this grind of suffering, unlimited suffering and nothing else. He was convinced of this verse which we just saw right now. Let's read this. And therefore, he was convinced that this vain, futile attempt to become happy in this world is never going to be fulfilled. There can never be water in the desert. There can never be a horse which will give birth to eggs. And there cannot be a dog who has a straight tail. It is impossible. Some things are impossible because in Dukhalai you cannot get Sukhalai. So this verse, we have to be convinced before we access the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to be deeply convinced about this verse. What is that? Krishna Kripa Vina Kono. Can even repeat? Krishna Kripa Vina Kono. That's it. Not possible. Each and every aspect of Mahaprabhu's descent in this world, we will see different dimensions of his descent from different angles of vision. Each and every dimension is so special to acknowledge and recognize. We won't talk about his appearance Leela as such because that's reserved for day after tomorrow, when our hearts will be open to receive that, understand that Leela. And yet we will talk about his childhood. We have seen children, and these children smile, and oftentimes they cry. So this young, beautiful child, the most beautiful child, there has not been a child, all children, small children often look beautiful. They say, kakadu, kakadu. And you feel like cuddling them and touching them and, you know, tickling their cheeks and tickling their legs. But there has never been a child more beautiful ever than this beautiful young child whose body was not like our color. His body is Gaura Anga. Have you seen a person having the color of molten gold? Mahaprabhu's body is the body of molten gold. How special. Ram's body is the color of molten Duruva grass. Right? Krishna is the color of Neelamani. Right? So Neelavarana Giridhari. So the Lord's body is also not like ours. You know our body, her body is. Very special color. But a child would cry. Like any child would cry. Cry loudly. And then, of course, the mother, what do? They take the child here. Oh, dekho, moon, dekho, beta, dekho, chidiya, dekho, ye dekho, wo dekho, something, oh, dekho, papa, dekho, mummy, dekho. Something to get the child to change his attention and sort of he'll start smiling. But this child would never stop crying once he started crying. Scratching their heads, what to make the, how, because to see a child crying is very painful experience for the people who are seeing him. And when Lord cries, he really cries. It's not crocodile tears, it's like real tears, real crying. And then one particular neighboring resident of Navadvip, who was a neighbor of Sachi Mata's house, she started saying, Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. The moment she started saying Krishna, Krishna, the child started to smile. Oh, this trick seems to work. Nothing else, no milk, no toys, no chidiya, no moon, nothing works. Only one thing works. What is that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So they become a regular feature in the house of Sachi Mata. Neva would cry. The gopis and other nivas would come around and then they would start chanting Hare Krishna and the child would start smiling. The Lord reveals through a simple, beautiful leela the very purpose of His descent, that He has come to this world to make everybody chant the holy names. And it grew further into a very special leela. What is this power of this Maha Mantra? We call it Maha Mantra. Do we scarcely understand why is it called Mahamantra? There are so many mantras. You attend any puja, Brahmanas come and you know any puja they attend. You know, so this puja, that puja, so many pujas are there. And the whole puja is all about mantras. Everything chanted is mantras from beginning to the very end. Right? And the more elaborate the puja, the more elaborate the mantras. But of the thousands of mantras which can be ever chanted by anybody in this world, this mantra has been singled out as the Nimai is very small. And his house, around his house, there is a clutter, a group of nice little puppies. And then Nimai goes and picks up the most beautiful puppy. You know, children like puppies, right? All of us like puppies. To cuddle them, move them around. And you took the best puppy. You took the best puppy. The child was in the hand. This Nimai was holding this puppy and they were cuddling it, kissing it, playing with it, jumping with it, throwing it here and there, and doing everything possible people can do with puppies. And then Nimai took the child, the puppy, home. But what would happen when the mother sees the puppy home? Because what will the mother think? This puppy will do what? She and Shu. A Brahmana's house, somebody has exalted as Jagannath Mishra, very exalted Brahmanas. They cannot have, you know, the house has got shaligram in the house and there are deities in the house and there is so much of auspiciousness is there and they're living on the bank of the mother, holy Ganga, and everything is kept pure and spick and span and clean and auspicious. And then you have a dirty dog who goes here and there, rolls in the mud and does whatnot. And then you have in the house this dog. Not tolerable. So she got very angry. And he said, okay, Nimai beta, you go and take bath in the Ganga and come back. In the meanwhile, Sachi Mata released the puppy. Chordia. When Nimai came home and the puppy is not there, he took the whole house by storm. He broke everything in the house. Everything was broken. He got into that what he called fit of tantrum with the child. You've seen children get into tantrums, right? Became so upset with his mother. What did you do to my puppy? The puppy went out in the village. Right? The puppy had been touched and embraced by a person who's the embodiment of unlimited love. And how can that puppy not get transformed? The child, the puppy now stood on his hind legs, raised his hands, started moving around in the village, chanting,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
That the puppy became a Sankirtan leader. He became the original Kirtani of Mahaprabhu's movement is the puppy dog. His original puppy Kirtaniya. Right? And the whole village started following him. And he was in front. And in his dog-like voice, he was chanting Mahamantra. And he became so much ecstatic that tears started flowing from the puppy's eyes. His hair, his dog hair, puppy hair, stood like porcupine. He was in a state of Ashta Sattvic Vikar. All the eight symptoms of ecstasy were boldly manifested in his body, which he could not tolerate. It was so much exploding in his body. The puppy dropped. And the puppy left. Couldn't just handle that ecstasy. It was too much for the puppy. And there, to the surprise of everyone, came a beautiful aerial, nice little chariot. From nowhere, not from nowhere, it came from Golok Vrindavan, with two carriers, Nanda and Sunanda. And the puppy dog, in his golden body, rose from the dead, walked up to the chariot, climbed the chariot, and sat down there. And as the passenger entered the flight, the pilots took off back to Krishna Loka. And every demigod was watching from the aerial sky. What has happened? A puppy getting love of God? And they all showered flowers, unlimited flowers on this puppy. How fortunate is this puppy? What is the probability scientifically that a puppy dog gets love of God? Mahaprabhu Chaitanya is sitting with Rupa Goswami at this very famous place, which some of you may have been at Prayag, called Dashashwamed Ghat. And there, in his teachings to Rupa Goswami, who was fully empowered, being Rupa Manjari herself or himself in the spiritual sky, as a primary assistant to Srimati Radharani, he was empowered to actually be the carrier vehicle of Mahaprabhu's mercy into this world for generations to come. He was a chosen one by the Lord because he would observe that he is the right candidate to become the carrier of my mercy. He was the embodiment of the mercy of Sri Gauranga Dev to the fullest extent. How does Mahaprabhu start teaching Rupa Goswami is very important to understand. It's called as Rupa Siksha. Mahaprabhu began by giving him the understanding of the rarity of love of God. And therefore we should also understand, we may say love of God, prema bhakti, you know, very like, okay, it's like something which is available, you know, very easily. Prema bhakti. Some of our devotees have a name prema bhakti, right? Prema bhakti, prema bhakti. But what is the actual position of prema bhakti in the evolution of consciousness of the jivatma? Mahaprabhu said there are two types of jivatma. There are moving and there are non-moving jivatmas. Jangama and a sthavara. Sthavara means the non-moving objects, the bushes, the trees, the plants, non-moving, right? And jangama, those who are the birds, the reptiles, the animals, and of course, all of you and me, the human beings. But we are a very small percentage of moving beings in this world. Majority are birds, animals, reptiles, far more in number, right? Far more than number, obviously, is it not? We can understand from looking around us that we are much smaller, even though we feel we are 8 billion, but we are quite small in comparison to the animal and bird kingdom. of these very small number of jivatmas who are a human body, two types. 99% of the human beings are in an uncivilized state, Mahaprabhu said. They have no inkling of an idea of the purpose of life. They have perform no religious activity. They have no understanding of religious existence or birth or life beyond eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And therefore, they are human beings, but endowed with the unfortunate consciousness of being like animals. They are yet very low in the evolutionary cycle of this, what we call as 4 lakhs of human beings. A very small percentage are civilized human beings who understand something about the value of religious life. But of them, majority of them are into just sort of materialistic religion, or what you call as karma kanda, doing activities of fruit to nature to just get something good in this world to become happy. A very small percentage of these many karma kandi people have some knowledge that it is not worth pursuing the things of this world. They are a little bit of philosophical oriented gnanis. It's not worth, because this world is doomed. This is mrutyu loka. It cannot get better. Everything I can see around, it doesn't seem to get better. It's no point hanging around and doing that. So they try to go a little higher. Of the millions of such, which is a very small number already, but if we do take millions of such people, they hanker for the ultimate goal for them. The ultimate goal is what? Moksha. Or mukti or salvation. Now please understand how we are, as Mahaprabhu is explaining, this very scientific understanding, that we are going smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller in numbers. Is it not? We are just cutting down ratio of 99 percentile. Each time we are going higher into the next percentile. Right? So now you are left a small percentile of numbers of people who are looking for moksha. How much small is that? It's now already a very small number. And then Mahaprabhu quotes the most powerful words to make Rupa Goswami understand, and for you and me also here to understand the rarity of this gift of love of God which Mahaprabhu has brought. Mukta nam api siddha nam narayana parayana sudurlabha prasannatma kotishu api mahamuni. Of these kotishu, there were crores of such people aspiring for mukti, which is not possible, but even if there are crores of them, very few would be Siddha Purushas. And of many Siddha Purushas, there will be one person, if at all, who is eligible for, who is Narayana Parayana, who has given his life utterly to the love of the Lord. That's how rare is Prema Bhakti. What is the karmic possibility that you and I, ordinary people of this world, moving around, having families, doing our jobs, living the world of, you know, complete mundaneness, would ever reach this exalted goal of love of God? What is the probability? And then Mahaprabhu has said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavanchi. And yet you find in this Leela of the puppy actually got this rare love of God. The power of Mahaprabhu's mercy is that it can cut through all bondages of karma. There is no process in the world, in the scriptures, which can cut so powerfully and irreversibly the bondage of unlimited karma as is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is demonstrated by the Lord in two very special leelas. The Lord is going towards, this particular verse is when the Lord is going towards Vrindavan. He's already in the mood of Vrindavan. He's seeing Vrindavan every day. He's in absorption state. He's in ecstasy. And he comes to a forest which is now close to Ranchi. There's a place called as Jarikhand. Some of you may have been there. Very rare. If you have been there, you're very fortunate. And there is a place where Mahaprabhu demonstrated how he gave love of God, not just to one puppy, but to every resident of the forest. As Mahaprabhu was walking, there are wild animals, wild elephants, you know, Bengali elephants, Bengali tigers, and there are snakes, rhinoceros, porcupines, right? And they all are following the Lord. The deer and the tiger are born congenital enemies. That means they're born enemies, right? They're food for each other. When that, as Maharaj says, when the tiger sees a deer, what does he say? Mahaprasade Govinde. He says, my food has come. That is Mahaprasade Govinde for the tiger. And yet now the tiger is now raising his hands and embracing the deer. As devotees, when they meet each other, Hari Bol Prabhu. After a long time, Sunday we speak, Hari Bol, didn't say, Hari Bol. They embrace each other with love. Right? So the tiger and he say, hey, we not embraced for a long time here. Where are you? And they sometimes kiss each other. Is it possible for a tiger to kiss a deer? But in Vrindavan, that is possible. Because in Vrindavan, the animals lose their natural ferocity, animosity, anger and hatred for each other. They become, what do they become? Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas. They become Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas. And Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas never fight. They never quarrel. Even if they have the quarrel, it is Prema Kalaha. And when they were dancing there in Mahaprabhu's tunes of the Harinam, he invoked in them such love of God that there are impressions of the tiger, the deer, and the elephants right there in that rock. The rocks melted in that forest under the loving pressure of these animals dancing. And if you see that, you'll be amazed. And you see beautiful footprints of Mahaprabhu there. Rocks have melted there. And then as you go further into the Leela of the Lord's power, the power of Mahamantra, how we can cut through. Why I'm saying cut through is because unless you do become free from karma, you cannot go out of this cycle of birth and death. It's very simple. Our bondage is our karma, and our karma is based on our desires. Since we have unlimited desires, when we have got a, which we have been cultivating for so many millions of lifetimes, there is an unlimited bondage of karma which is holding you and me back like a big anchor. And if you have massive anchor in your legs of maybe 100,000 kilos, it's not possible to run towards Krishna, is it not? Even if you try, you'll be in the same place practically. You cannot move too fast. The karma is holding you back like a brake on the car. When Mahaprabhu shows, depicts his very special leela of the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai, right? We won't go to the leela, but we will extract the principle of the leela. There are many principles there. We know after Mahaprabhu, he became very angry. He became so angry with Madhai for having hit his dearmost devotee, friend and associate, practically launched him from his own body, Nityananda Prabhu, right? And he invoked Chakra and he was about to kill him. And he would have done that in a matter of few moments hadn't Nityananda Prabhu intervened and begged for his life by trading his own life. And because of the intervention of Madhai, Mahaprabhu's heart softened, because he can never deny the request of Srimati Radharani or Nityananda Prabhu or any of his pure devotees. Once the pure devotees pray for something, the Lord is Aham Bhakta Paradhino. I become subservient to the call and the request of my dear devotees. And then, when the Kirtan takes place, the whole body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which I said was golden color, became completely jet black. Because the entire karmic reaction of the bodies of Jagai and Madhai, which had performed unlimited sinful activities, entered into his body. The body became jet black colored. Of course, when he asked Adat Acharya, how do I look? Then I said, you look like Krishna because you are black in color. But it wasn't that. It was the combined cumulative impact of millions of sins of Jagamada entering into the body of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So please understand, this Leela is so wonderful. This is the, in fact, of Mahaprabhu first absorbing that karma which we may have had. And then what does the Lord do? He said, have roar, uproaring kirtan. And the devotees have uproarious kirtan. And when the kirtan is done, again the mauris of the Lord starts shining golden. And looking at this, the most bewildered person, the demigods started showering flowers. They became ecstatic to see this Leela. Brahma came, Lord Shiva came. He became so crazy and ecstatic. He practically lost control over himself. His clothes were flying here and there. He didn't know what's happening. Kartikeya comes, Ganeshji comes, all of them come, they soon in ecstasy. And the most difficult person to control now is Yamraj. When Yamraj sees this, Chitrakuta tells him that this is the impact of Mahaprabhu's, you know, forgiveness power, then he goes into such an ecstasy that just thinking that how would my department work? If Mahaprabhu's Leela, and I have been keeping account of all these people in this world, in Kali Yuga, in India, in America, in Paris, in France, and everywhere else, in all of the universe, I'm keeping exact records of who's doing what, how many sins, how many meat, how much wine, and how much cigarettes, and how many this, and how much illicit sex. I'm keeping track of all these people's account very accurately. And if suddenly they start joining Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, and zoop, start, everything starts moving off, then what is this of keeping all these records? My record-keeping department will be completely in a mess. And that is the impact of Mahaprabhu's Leela. He can cut through unlimited ocean-like reactions of sin which we all have performed. Mahaprabhu accepted everyone within the fold of his grace. He had a very special thing. He would just go around. How did he give love of God? First, of course, it started in a very small way in Navadvip. It was closed door. The first part of Leela is Nimai Pandit, where he becomes a great scholar, defeats Keshav Kashmiri. Then after his father's departure, he goes to Gaya. After Gaya, he meets his great spiritual master, Sri Ishwarapuri. When he comes back, he is transformed. He is no longer Nimai Pandit, now he is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now he is manifesting the symptoms of love of God boldly and openly within his, within the frame of his body. But now he exhibits love of God only in Srivas and a closed door. Mukunda Datta, Haridas Thakur, Shraddhacharya, Gadadhara Pandit, Kulkalamar Brahmachari, very closed door, very elite Sachimatas, only very special devotees are allowed to come inside. And the Lord fully manifests his mood of ecstatic love, dancing. Mahaprabhu is dancing. He is the best dancer there is. He is Gaura Nata Raj, the king among dancers. Till Mahaprabhu's dance was known to the world, the topmost dancer was who? Lord Shiva. He is Nataraj. But after Mahaprabhu comes, Lord Shiva starts watching. What steps is Mahaprabhu making? These are some new steps which I also don't know. So he becomes very observant to see Mahaprabhu's dancing. He is the best dancer, Gaur Nataraj. And that dancing manifested in the house of Sripad Narad Muni, who's manifesting in this world as Srivas Thakur. So Srivas Angan is such a holy place for all of us Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The place where Mahavishnu dances, the place where Narad Muni dances, the place where Radharani dances as Gadadhar Pandit, the place where Shukla Brahmachari as Sudama dances, the place where Hridayas Thakur as Brahma dances. All the who's who of this creation are there in the small, maybe 20 by 20 small room of Srivas Angan. And devotees just hanker to go to Srivas Angan and roll in the dust of that holy place. It is the most powerful place, the birthplace of Sankirtan in this entire universe is the house of Srivas Thakur, Srivas Anga. Now that Mahaprabhu's heart is transformed, he becomes a teacher. And the next Leela is becomes a teacher and starts teaching after having graduated from the Tola of Gangadas Pandit. But now he's in such an ecstasy, he cannot teach grammar properly. He's a grammar teacher, Vyakaran teacher. He's supposed to teach rules of grammar, but he's so much in the mood of ecstasy and absorption of love of God that he can't really articulate grammar properly. And he speaks about something about grammar and just... So, today we talk to you about verb, right? Verb. So, verb means action. Verb means action. Yeah, verb means action. And action means there has to be something living to be having action. Non-living cannot be action. Okay. But the living force in the person is the spirit soul. Yeah. The spirit soul comes from the supreme soul, that is Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, starting from verb and ending in Krishna. This is the state of Mahaprabhu. This example, even in scripture, of how anything which starts on grammar and the Lord immediately moves towards Krishna. And the children are, they are enjoying it, but they don't know how to connect this to their exams or maybe whatever. Right? And what teachers could not teach in 12 years, Mahaprabhu is teaching in 2 months. The best teacher possible. So now, the children ask him this question. You talk about love of God and worshipping Krishna and chanting Krishna's name. Can you just tell us really, sir, how do we really worship Krishna? I mean, you just say this again and again, we should love Krishna and worship, but really, how do we do it? So now, from the closed door of Srivas Angan, thus next phase is the Mahaprabhu has gone to the next phase, where he now does, for the first time in his Leela, he speaks the Mahamantra in the public arena to the children, his own students. What does he do? What does he say?
Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hey Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana.
This is the next phase. Mahaprabhu has opened his heart. The stores of love of God which Krishna brought in this world, Ram also brought stores of love of God. But Ram opened that lid and gave it only to Sabari, to Hanuman, Sugriva, a little bit to Angada, a little bit to Vibhishana. And close it. He didn't give it too much. And Krishna opened that lid of love of God and gave it to his Brijbasis, Gopas, Gopis. But Mahaprabhu, and he brought his entire Panchatattva, his core team, and he opened the lid of love of God and he distributed it to anyone, patra, apatra, na dekhi, sthan, asthan. Anyone, everywhere, of any spectrum of in this life, everyone, a simple beggar, Shuklambaran Bachari, and topmost king, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, both got love of God. An unpad gawar, like Kulosha Sridhar, who didn't know to read and write practically. He couldn't even articulate any prayers when he was supposed to pray for the Lord. He wanted to say something nice. The Saraswati came and understood Krishna's devotee wants to speak something. So Mahaprabhu touched his conch shell and the Saraswati manifested on his tongue and he spoke beautiful prayers. On one hand, you have Kulosha Sridhar, the totally unpaired, unknown person living in the outside of the village. And you have a big scholar like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who's Brihaspati incarnate in this world. Look at the spectrum of devotees of the Lord and everybody in between. Right? Great Mahavadi scholars of the caliber of Prakashananda Saraswati. Right? And simple housewives, like the housewife, the wife of Sri Advaita Acharya. Anyone and everyone was eligible to get this love of God. Nobody was exempted. The Lord just passed through the streets. So now, the second phase is, as I said, and the third phase of Mahaprabhu's exhibition of love of God, and that it in a very dramatic way. As the Kirtan was spreading in Navadvip and became more and more popular and acceptable by the residents of Navadvip, they became lord of a position from the Muslim Raj, the Qazi, right? And he came one day and he did something terrible. He beat the devotees. He stopped the Kirtan, threatened to plunder them, kill them and arrest them. And he took one Mridanga from a devotee's hand and banged it on the floor and broke it. That was too much for the Lord. Because Mridanga is Balaramji Maharaj Tadiya. If someone stops Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, not tolerable. The devotees started getting scared. Mahaprabhu, I mean, you're telling us to do Kirtan in the streets of Navadvip, but I mean, you understand, you know what they do? These people are like patrolling all the time and they just whack! They just whip the devotees so hard. We just can't go out like this. Mahaprabhu understood that the time has come to now take it to the next level. And in the afternoon, the Lord sent a message. In the evening at the dusk time, we'll all gather and have a procession to the house of the Chand Qazi. No internet, no WhatsApp, no emails, and yet such news spread very fast all over Navadvip that Nimai Pandit has called for a big procession to the house of Chand Qazi, and everyone start preparing torches, mashal. So they kept becoming a huge activity in the house of everyone. Everyone started breaking trees and buying oil by the quintals practically, right? And everyone putting cotton and rope, whatever they had, and each boy, girl, old man, old woman, anyone making, not one, two, or for, you also want one, for you, or you also want, I can give you five. You want 10, I will give 10. Everyone started making so many mashals. And by the time it was evening, they all came to the house and conversed at the place which we all know as the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then now the Lord arranged for a Sankirtan party. He was going to dance with Nityananda Prabhu. In front was going to be Advaita Acharya. He called his best Kirtaniyas. The Lord raised his hands. Ajagulambita bhujo. Nyayakruda pati mandala means the Lord's four cubit hands, very long hands. The Lord is about 7 feet tall. If those of you have seen Mahaprabhu's footprints in different holy places, you have seen, it's the largest footprint you can see among human beings. Very large. Not Prabhu, he is Mahaprabhu. So everything about him is big. His mercy is big. His body is big. His hands are long. Everything about him is special. And a tall person, beautiful person, and his hands go high like this. Golden hands in the sky. They have a powerful impact of invoking. Is there a signal? Now we shall march. And start marching from his house, and their target is the house of Chand Qazi. And Mahaprabhu starts doing kirtan and dances. This is the first time in the Leela of the Lord is dancing in public. What he used to do only in the house of Srivas Thakur, and which people were not allowed to see, is now available for everyone to be seen as a public demonstration. Because the Lord, just by seeing him, hearing him, feeling him, he was going to now flood the entire world with the auspicious vibrations of the holy name. And all the demigods, by aerial vision, they all come together, because it's the first time Sankirtan in the entire universe in the public arena. And as they are chanting loudly, loudly, and they are entering into the house of Qazi. It's a long story. There's a dialogue between the Qazi and the Lord. And now Qazi, Who is the Qazi? The Qazi is the most treacherous, cruel, hard-hearted Kamsa of Krishna Leela, who had butchered through Putana, through Agasura, through Bakasura. He had butchered, killed millions of Brahmanas, cows, infant children. He was a terrorist of the worst degree. That cruel-hearted Kamsa, who Krishna smashed with his fist and killed him, was having a dialogue with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why do you kill the cows? And of course, Mahaprabhu, who can debate with Mahaprabhu? Even though Qazi had some knowledge, he was a bit of a sort of a scholar. Mahaprabhu defeated him and proved to him that how love of God is there even in your Quran. The Lord knew more Quran than the Qazi, because the Lord is the Lord. He knows everything. So he transformed. So now Harinama Sankirtan has come where? From house to the public arena. But how does he get this Harinam all over the world? The next step of the Leela is to take sannyas. But as a grihastha, he is bound to with the shackles of love in a small arena of Navadvip, where all his devotees love him and he loves them all. But yet, the world at large remains vanchit. The Lord has not come for Navadvip. The Lord has come. Satatam janata bhavatapaharam. Bhavatapa. Not Navadvip tapa, or Mira Road tapa, or Chaupati tapa, or India tapa. It is bhavatapaharam. Bhava means the entire world. Bhavani is the Lord, is the first she's called as Bhavani, because she controls the bhava. Right? That's why it is bhavatapaharam. Right? How would the bhava become haram of tapa, of suffering? So Lord enacts Leela of taking sannyas. And it becomes Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Right? So in this way, the Lord has actually given love of God. I was thinking today morning, during japa, that all of us, you know, we order from Zepto or Geomart or from Flipkart, Amazon, where things are brought into your own house, right? They come and say, okay, I want to buy a pumpkin or this and that, whatever, and put it down and cash on payment or whatever, and they come and deliver it to the house. But even way before delivery at home started through these MNCs, can we believe this? The rarest of rarest, Panchama Purusharatha, Shiromani, love of God, was delivered at home. Home delivery of love of God. Grihete dware dware giya. Who went? Nityananda Prabhu went. Grihe grihe dware dware giya. He brought love of God on behalf of Mahapurusha Chaitanya. He gave love of God to everybody. At home delivery. Nityananda Prabhu ki? Yes. Home delivery of love of God. This is not imaginable. This can never happen. This window of 10,000 years, please remember. This is not, this sale of love of God is only for 10,000 years. Nikolo, jalli. You have to get out of this place fast. Right? In this way, love of God was made available to everyone. And yet, even though anyone and millions, wherever Mahaprabhu went to South Indian tour for 6 years, on the way to Vrindavan, 2 years, right? Wherever the Lord went, he made millions of people turn their hearts to lovers of God. And whomever he glanced became a lover of God. And then that simple little person who was just walking the road, going to buy his sabji or whatever, going to his job, got love of God, struck with love of God. Right? And he just gets mesmerized and energized, electrified by love of God. And then he goes to his village. And then whoever he glances on, he becomes a lover of God. And one who speaks to, he becomes lover of God. This way, this uranium type of chain reaction, like which you see, you know, in radioactive elements, right? Radioactive chain. That bat, tak, 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 love of God given to everybody who we met. And this, the whole country became full of love of God. And yet, worth noting, that there are some people whom the Lord rejected. As important for devotees like ourselves or sadhakas to note, the Lord, even though he is not Vadanyaya, he is Mahavadanyaya. And his Kripara Samudra. And yet, he expected some standard of behavior from his devotees. Once he gave Kripa to his devotees, he expected them to scale up their behavior and consciousness to a particular level and perform at that level of consistency in their character and behavior. And if they demoted themselves to lower degree, he was still going to reject them. Kalakrishna Das, he goes with the Lord as his personal servant to South India, right? And then he meets the Bhattaharis. And when he meets the Bhattaharis, they send a beautiful woman to allure this simple little devotee. And this devotee being naive and apparently not mature in his bhakti, looks at these ladies, gets enamored by them, and joins the gang of the Bhattaharis. The Lord has to go and grab Kalakrishna Das from the camp of the Bhattaharis and pull him back and bring him home. The Lord later on rejected Kalakrishna Das. Chota Haridas was sent to bring rice from Madhavi, an elderly personality, because the Lord was at the house of a Brahman and he didn't have the type of rice he wanted to feed the Lord. And Chota Haridas goes and to beg from Madhavi Devi, and the Lord, he comes home, the rice is cooked, the Lord is very happy and says, where did you get the rice from? I didn't get the rice, it was brought by Chota Haridas. The Lord understood that he had glanced upon this lady, probably with ill motives. And therefore the Lord said, I don't want to see the face of Chota Haridas anymore. The devotees begged, Mahaprabhu, he loves you. He surrendered to you. Please soften your heart and accept him again in the fold of your mercy. The Lord can be soft as a rose and hard as a thunderbolt. Right? Rejected him. The Lord expects from his devotees no immoral behavior. Once sins are forgiven by the Lord, like Jesus Christ said to the prostitute, now you are forgiven, sin no more. So our sins will be forgiven at the time of initiation when we surrender to the Lord in a formal way. And yet when devotees perform immoral activities thereafter, the Lord is likely to reject us from within the fold of his mercy. And therefore the same thing happened with Gopinath Bhattanayak. He rejected him even though he is the son of Bhamananda Rai and the brother of Ramananda Rai, because he was misappropriating the funds of the king. If you are handling money of the king or the government, you better handle the responsibility. You cannot squander and scandalize funds which belong to somebody else. So devotees need to be careful of when they handle money. No hanky-panky business with money. The Lord expects this characteristic type of behavior. He rejected Mukunda in the Mahaprakash Leela. Everyone got mercy. Shyadacharya got mercy, Murari Gupta got mercy, Shivasagar got mercy, and the Lord revealed himself as the supreme Lord of all lords for 21 Sapta Praharya Leela. For 21 hours, he revealed himself and fulfilled everyone's desire. In the end, one person remained, Mukunda. Shivasagar is saying, my dear Lord, you gave mercy to everybody, but our dear friend and our dear brother, Mukunda, is still remaining. Said, get him out of my vision. I don't want to see the face of this rascal Mukunda. Thunderbolt-like behavior not expected from the Lord. Just a few minutes back, he was so soft and smiling and embracing and welcoming and affectionate. He said, don't get into me. Mukunda just squirmed away into a corner, hiding behind a curtain. Our Lord is very angry. My dear Lord, why would you not accept him in the fold of your love? Why you reject him, Mukunda? He said, rascal Mukunda! Because he mixes with the Mayavadis. When he's with the Mayavadis, he becomes like them, talks like them, behaves like them, thinks like them. When he's with us, he's the devotees. He expects his devotees to not associate with the wrong type of philosophical and doctrines. If we are into the Vaishnava philosophy parlance, in the fold of Mahaprabhu's mercy, then we must stick and be loyal to our line of philosophy and not mess up and meddle up with other philosophies. The Lord will not like it. Same thing, he rejected the milk drinking Brahman in the house of Srivas Thakur. Became very angry with him because he was hiding behind the drum to look at Mahaprabhu's dance secretly. Said, get that milk drinking Brahman out of the house. And Mahaprabhu gets angry. It's very powerful. Srivas Thakur was wondering why such a simple Brahman is just drinks milk, and you know, why would the Lord feel like this about him? So he cannot get love of God by drinking milk. Even if it is A2 Desi Gir Gaika. You cannot get love of God by drinking Gir A2 milk. Austerities is not the way of receiving love of God. So any such deviant behavior of Kala Krishna Das, Goti Penat Patanayak, Mukunda, right, of Devanand Pandit was rejected because as a leader, he did not train his followers properly because they misbehaved with Srivas Thakur. So yes, we must remember that a certain level of behavior is expected from us to win the norms of Vaishnav etiquette. We cannot take liberties because we are now Vaishnavas to do anything we want, whenever we want, do speak anything, say anything, behave anywhere, do this, do that. No. We represent the Lord, we represent Srila Prabhupada's mission. And therefore something is imperative that we follow. The Lord's manifested Leela in Navadvip, and therefore it is such a special place for all of us. And Prabhupada recognized this so much within his heart. Nobody in the whole world knew there is a small village in this world called as, everyone knows France and London and Chicago and Paris, whatever else, Sydney. Whoever knew there's a place called Mayapur. Kanpur, Nagpur is fine, but Mayapur, where is this Pur? Right? But Prabhupada is an Acharya. He sees beyond what the world cannot see. He knew that Mayapur is the spiritual headquarters of the entire universe. It is the capital, the Rajdhani of this entire universe. It's a small village called Mayapur because it is the birthplace of the Yuga Avatar. And in 71, Prabhupada focused his attention on Mayapur Dham, procured land in 72. In 1974, something very special happened. Prabhupada was going in his car from Albert Road Temple, Kolkata Temple, and his car was moving towards our Mayapur Chandradi Mandir, which has just sort of started. One small building was already sort of there. And as he's going towards that, you know, that road, this big, beautiful road, Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, Shiva Sangam, this special road which all of us love to be, you know, roaming around at, just all the holy places are there in the world. Just one simple road. As you are going there, there's a roadblock. What you call it, a mega block, a roadblock. Why is there a roadblock? There are hundreds of devotees who have blocked the road because they are now going to the birthplace of Mahaprabhu at Yogapit. And Prabhupada from his car sees Americans, sees Russians, sees Englishmen, sees a few Africans, and sees Germans. And Prabhupada is so happy, just so happy, because it is the fulfillment of the prediction of Thakur Bhaktivinod in 1885, when he had proclaimed in a scripture and to the world, the day is not very far when Americans, Germans, Russians, people from all parts of the world will gather in this place called Mayapur and loudly chant, Jai Sachinandana! Jai Sachinandana! Jai Sachinandana! We can only imagine the Prabhupada felt so happy that by the Lord's grace, you are made an instrument in the Lord's hands to now from phase one, phase two, to into phase three into India. But Bhavatapaharam, Mahaprabhu did not venture out of the country, neither did Thakur Bhakti Vinod. He just sent a book, 1896, Precepts and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One book went out of the country in 1896, the birth time of Srila Prabhupada. But the person who was supposed to take Mahaprabhu's movement throughout the entire world and deliver the whole world was born in 1896 in a small place under a jackfruit tree on the bank of the Adi Ganga in the neighboring temple of Sri Madan Mohanji. His name was Abhay, who later became Abhay Charnaravinda. We all know as His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Prabhupada was sitting in Navadvip. We want to end on Srila Prabhupada's auspicious note. And that building is made. Prabhupada is sitting in his room. You know, acharyas are like daydreamers. Like someone, we dream about, I will build, have a nice family, then I will do this and I will do that. We think in a very small way, our family, our career, our money and bank balance. But Prabhupada is thinking not about his family. He already renounced his family. He's a sannyasi. His world is a family. He lives for the world. So he's now proclaiming his expressing his heart about his dreams for Mayapur. And when a pure devotee dreams, Krishna fulfills those dreams because they are not dreams. They are desires of the heart of a pure Vaishnava. There should be an airstrip in Mayapur. So the whole world can come to Mayapur. It should be connected. There should be a bridge between Ganga and Mayapur. There should actually be waterways from Ganga into Mayapur. And there should be a whole city housing 50,000 people. And this way, Prabhupada dreamed about the entire city. And in 1973-74, he dreamed about a whole beautiful temple. The T-O-V-P. Right? That was his, he expressed his heart that there will be a transcendental temple, the Velen Planetarium, fulfilling the prophecies of Stipa Jiva Goswami. That there will be a temple in the world so large, so powerful, and so much imbued with Shakti of the Lord. It would, once it is manifest in this world, Kaliyuga will change. And the mercy of Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada also mentioned that why does Mayapur get flooded all the time with the Ganga which is neighboring? Janavi Tatavane Jagamana Lobha. Janavi is just so close. Gangaji is so close. Gangaji keeps on flooding, keeps on flooding. We hear so many times, Janivas Prabhu, Bangajagaji Prabhu would go underground swimming and Narsingdev would be worshipped under the water. And Radha Madhav has got water under his, maybe up to his lotus feet, up to maybe his knees, maybe sometimes till his waist, till his chest. And they see all snakes in the water, in the Ganga, and they all go underground with the garland and then put a garland there, make some offerings, you know, floating on the water. Ganti Vajake, like that. So this is what they have seen. Why does the Ganga flood? Because Mahaprabhu's presence means, this flooding of Mayapur means that the whole world will get flooded with the tsunami of love of God. And that tsunami will manifest fully after TOP is finished. That day is not very far. Be a year or two. Please remain alive till that time. Let's not die. Because in our generation, in our lifetime, in front of you and me, as contemporaries of this great transcendental cosmic event, we will behold with our own eyes the opening of the most powerful temple in the world, right? Which will flood the world with the greatest mercy ever perceived in the universe. The mercy of Gaur and Nithai. So, we are so very fortunate, my dear devotees, that we have been blessed with this. And to end, Prabhupada said, and Mahaprabhu, what would Mahaprabhu sing? Let us recount what Mahaprabhu would sing. What was his message to the world? His message is so simple and yet so sublime. Just three things Mahaprabhu requested you and me to do. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna shiksha. 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 Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pranare. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pranare. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pranare. Three things, Bolo Krishna. That is Mahaprabhu saying, always chant. Always chant. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Not just any other kirtan, this kirtan, that kirtan, gossip kirtan, rumor kirtan, politics kirtan. They are not kirtans, of course, but we sometimes get involved with all these, you know, sub-religious and unholy activities. Bolo Krishna. Always chant Krishna's names. Chant devotees' names, glorify Krishna's katha. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna. Worship Krishna in the temple, in your own houses. Have Gauranithai, have Jagannath Swami, worship Krishna. Bolo Krishna, bhajo. Then koro Krishna, shiksha. And teach about the simple process in your house, to your friends, to your relatives, to your building people, to your associates in the office, to your clients and vendors. To anybody you meet, koro Krishna shiksha. What you have received, what we have received, just pass it on. Be carriers of the Lord's mercy. I have received this from my spiritual masters in the parampara. Please, you also. Very simple. Nothing. Kuch nahi iske andar karna hai. Kuch nahi. Non-sectarian. We are not against this religion, that religion. We don't care all these things. Mahaprabhu was, he had Haridas Thakur as a Muslim. He had Kazi as a Muslim. He had Buddhist in his, and you know, ISKCON is such a beautiful place. You go to Mayapur, you find all religions, all Parsis, all Jains, everybody there. Everyone. Mahaprabhu is the, actually, the universal religion, which Thakur Bhagavan called as a universal church. Mahaprabhu is a non-sectarian presentation of divine spirituality. It is not a narrow-minded, sectarian, dogmatic presentation. It's of universal application. Everyone and anyone is welcome in the open arms of the Lord. Therefore, just, we have to just give this to everybody else. To book distribution, to preaching, to so many programs. In this way, our lives become wonderful and successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.